Take a little breath. Let it go. One more. Morning. Lie on your back.
Mitch, is he going to survive?
He's going to thrive. He's going to get stronger. And what I've noticed in a lot of the ultras, the 610 and 3100, and what's amazing with the shin splint, it sometimes after a while it just resolves, which would be sort of counterintuitive because you're not really resting it ever. And I find that it's not something that people could run through, but you know, unless you rest, but.
I'm expediting it with a lot of.
Yeah. Well, but you're also doing so much activity. So what I, you know, there's something that the mind overcomes this. What a shin splint actually is a overuse, and what actually happens is the skin sort of pulls away a little bit for the bone and causes micro tears. And it is amazing that it heals, even though when people aren't resting. And I find that it's just, you know, it's got to be something. It has to be something maybe with you know, guru's grace and the belief and whatever, because this would be a type of overuse injury that would only really resolve with rest. And many of these runners, it just resolves. Now what I'm going to do now is try to stretch you. Let me have your hands and point your toes. I know it's going to hurt. Point your toes towards the. Breathe in. Breathe out. Good. Breathe in. Breathe out. Breathe in. And out. And I'd say 90% of the runners in the 6 and 10 day and in the 31 have some form of the shin splint. It's very hard to escape, especially on the surface.
He's getting it right now, Pranjal has.
Yeah. I'd say about 90% at some point are going to have breathe in. Yours is very, you know, swollen, but, you know, long as you're doing all your breathe in.
Taking rest, I'm icing it every time.
Breathe in. Breathe out. And icing it and resting it, and I would definitely recommend the Charmeal, the Arnica cream. And, you know.
I don't have any Charmeal.
Arnica cream.
Yeah, I have to.
So it's low, it's all the way over here more, the
well,
pain?
Pull down the sock and you'll see.
Yeah, no, but I'm saying
I put some cabbage in there.
Yeah. Okay, so what your our friend over there, the...
It's a little higher, it's not low.
Yeah, no, what he was talking about from... Okay. So what he was talking about is sometimes by adjusting the ankle and the foot, you know, sometimes you just change something. But I adjusted your pelvis... So that might change something. And he's in a significant amount of pain, so we can't go too hard. Okay, so he's in a lot of... How's this foot? Not too bad.
I've got one good foot. Otherwise, I don't know what I'm going to roll on around.
Well, you wouldn't have a leg to stand on.
Four-legged dog.
Breathe in. And out. Breathe in. So what I'm trying to do is decompress his spine. So you know, we've discussed, you know, the shin splints and that, but the running on this surface, no matter how good the shoe is very compressive on the spine. And then, you know, so, let me have your hands. And breathe in. Ooh, and out.
Is this safe?
Okay, this.
The leg should
this
be locked.
Leg is a little
locked.
Off. Okay. Good. Breathe in and roll back onto your stomach.